trying to find kid-friendly weekend activities? Or maybe you're looking to pamper your pet? Then head over to CBS Local's Family and Pet section at bestof.cbslocal.com. You'll find recommendations on one-tank road trips and nearby staycations, plus ideas for the best local swim classes and family-friendly hikes. For everything family and pets in your city, visit bestof.cbslocal.com. CBS Local. Local lives here.
Looking for a way to advance your career? Northwestern offers a master's in health communication in just 1 year. Attend the April 14th info session. More at HealthCom with two M's.northwestern.edu.
It's Happy Honda Days at Pauley Honda in Libertyville. Don't miss the best time of the year to buy a new Honda with incredible pricing, finance, and lease programs. Get year-end clearance pricing on all remaining new and pre-owned Honda models. And qualified buyers can get 0.9% financing on select new Honda models. Enjoy a hassle-free car buying experience with our friendly, informative salespeople who will help you find the car you want at a price you can afford. Pauley Honda on Milwaukee Avenue in Libertyville or at PauleyHonda.com. The savings are easy at Pauley Acura in Highland Park. Get exceptional pricing, lease, and finance programs, including 0.9% APR financing on most new Acuras. And the all-new 2015 Acura TLX sedan is here now and available with 1.9% APR financing. Enjoy a hassle-free car buying experience, outstanding customer service, and great prices every day at Pauley Acura on Route 41 in Highland Park or at PauleyAcura.com with approved credit on select new models.
Is your restaurant using the best point-of-sale system available? I'm Joe Flynn, owner of PDQ Signature Systems. If your restaurant doesn't have online ordering, delivery mapping, or a customer rewards program, you need PDQ. Whether you're casual or fine dining or quick service with delivery, if you want happy customers, you need PDQ. Your costs will go down, your revenue will go up. Visit PDQ today at PDQPOS.com. That's PDQPOS.com. If your favorite restaurant doesn't have online ordering, tell them to visit PDQPOS.com.
There's an old saying, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. At Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Services, we treasure Chicagoland, which is why we've put our heart and soul into keeping it clean for over 80 years. An American-built company, we specialize in removing and recycling refuse so that you can proudly call the Windy City home. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Services. Our trucks of green keep Chicagoland clean. For service, visit floodbrothersdisposal.com.
I'm broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is the official radio home for White Sox baseball. Listen to every White Sox game here.
Turn on fireworks!
On Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
1 o'clock from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. I'm Jordan Burnfield. The Wolves have only four regular season home games left, including Saturday and Sunday. The White Sox just a couple of hours away from hosting the Twins in the home opener on the South Side. David Schuster live at the Cell with a pregame update. Shu?
All right, good afternoon, Jordan. It's a gorgeous day. It's a beautiful new clubhouse, but a bit of apprehension as the White Sox start out the season 0-3. So the question to Robin Ventura, is this a must-win already today?
Pretty close. The start of the season, you want to start off better than you did, and definitely coming home for a opener, you want to win these. But three games, at some point, if you put these three games anywhere else and you have them, you're not happy with it, but it's not a must-win, but you'd like to come home and win this one.
There are already huge amounts of people tailgating outside. Again, a gorgeous afternoon for that, and the game is officially a sellout. Live at U.S. Cellular, I'm David Schuster on WSCR The Score.
Meantime, Cubs place Justin Grimm on the 15-day DL retroactive to April 2nd. Brian Schlitter is up from AAA Iowa. Cubs and Rockies get going this afternoon as well. Travis Wood on the hill, a 3.09 ERA and five career starts against Colorado. Hockey, Blackhawks forward Andrew Shaw fined $2,000 by the league for diving and embellishing in the Hawks' March 30th win over the Kings. Last night, Blues edged the Hawks 2-1, clinching the division for St. Louis and securing a road start in the playoffs for the Blackhawks. 39-8 run by the Bulls. That propelled them past the Heat 89-78 in Miami. Derrick Rose scored 12 points, 5 of 15 shooting. Pau Gasol added 16 and 15. In college basketball, DePaul adds former Xavier assistant Rick Carter to Dave Lato's staff as associate head coach. Also, Sam Decker leaving Wisconsin for the NBA. And at the Masters, Jordan Spieth continues to dominate. He is 5-under today through 13 holes, 13 under par for the tournament. He's got a 6-shot lead on Charlie Hoffman, who is 7-under and 2-under today. Ernie Els in third place at 5-under par. He has finished his round today. He was even. Scoreboard update is brought to you by Northwestern Center for Communication and Health. Masters in Health Communication Info Session is on April 14th. Spring is here, so hurry into Lowe's for the season's best deals, like free installation of Stainmaster carpet and padding with the purchase of $499 or more. Lowe's, never stop improving. Additional charges may apply, valid through April 29th. See store for details. I'm Jordan Bernfield, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. Next game on the score this afternoon, 2:35, when the Sox host the Twins on Chicago's Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.
Friday is Hawaiian Shirt Day. So, you know, if you want to, go ahead and wear a Hawaiian shirt and jeans.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody looking forward to the weekend.
That's the thing, though. You gotta love it because he's consistent.
Yep, that's all about consistency. Ask my wife, she thinks consistent. Not pleasurable, but consistent.
I don't even know their names. Nobody knows who they are. So a buzz, no buzz. So Fox hasn't done a great job promoting those guys, or they're just terrible, one or the other.
Mist is no longer here. In fact, it was a 60% chance, according to Siri on my iPhone, of rain, but it was going to start at 9 o'clock tonight. Once again, Siri, well, she's having a tough day.
Didn't take into consideration the mist factor.
No.
Party and party.
Captains of attitude.
Party and party.
Big finish.
Fun. Looking forward to the weekend.
And that's going to be reached for and dunked into right field. So Gonzalez had to go down and get it. Sounded like he hit it with a bunch of celery.
Some people, insiders, if you will, are claiming that at least some people in the Bears front office are saying, without getting specific, there could be a surprise or two for Bear fans coming up in the next month. Again, see it when we believe.
Mike on the north side. Mike, you're on the score. What's going on?
Terry, did you happen to watch the national championship game?
Yes.
Tomorrow is Saturday and Sunday comes after work.
Oh. This is Friday. You ain't got no job and you ain't got to do.
Looking forward to the weekend.
The United States lives for Friday.
Boars and Bernstein.
Happy Friday.
Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score.
And we are just going to say a quick hello, Terry Boers and Matt Abaticola. We are at Chi Sox Bar and Grill, and this segment, we're getting right down to it, is brought to you by Schneider National.
Yeah, we're going to start things off a little different today. We'll have our proppers in the second segment of the show as we're out at Chi Sox Bar and Grill for the White Sox home opener. But Terry and I wanted to just mention what happened in the state of Illinois last night with
yes.
the tornadoes, the severe weather. People in Fairdale, Rochelle, that were devastated by the severe weather, the tornadoes last night. Know that we're thinking about you. And
I was a former Rochelleite, you know.
You were. I know you were. And so we're thinking about you, all the people that are going through a real tough day today as we're here at a ballpark enjoying some grown men playing a ball game. We have not forgotten about the people in the state of Illinois that are going through a real tough time today. So just want to say that. And if you can do something to help out, I would suggest you make a donation online, Red Cross. Do something to help people that are helping those right now that are really in need today. As again, as we're at a ballpark enjoying grown
yes,
men
we are.
Playing a ball game.
Yes,
and with,
we
with
are.
That said, we go right out to the Grossinger Lincolnwood hotline. Grossinger Lincolnwood, find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. That's where you find our guy, baseball insider and White Sox broadcaster, Steve Stone. Stoney, good afternoon and happy home opener to you, pal.
Well, thank you. We would also like to enjoy some grown men going out and playing baseball a little better than it was played in Kansas City. And I know that Minnesota has come reeling off of their three-game series with the Tigers, extolling the virtue of the Tigers in their new lineup. So this is an interesting confrontation. You know, the Sox have won 7 home openers in a row, and Hector Nwesi will have a little pressure on him trying to extend that today. But I would say if you're going to try to break a losing streak, albeit a short one, the Twins might be the team you would order up.
You know, it's funny because I think we've already given up on the White Sox, haven't we, Maddie?
Well,
we're already done
we
with
had
them.
To because the callers we took yesterday gave up.
Yeah, the callers
the
were
Sox.
Giving up already, Stoney.
They've given up, and it's also fire Robin Ventura and do it now because he stands for nothing.
Oh, that's certainly an interesting philosophy when you take a guy that has done a pretty good job in these 3 years that he's managed, especially the first year he managed, then ran out of some talent the second and third years. I think you can pretty much judge Robin if you want to, toward the end of this year. I think it's a little premature to judge him at this point, seeing as you played a team, defending American League champion, a team who was doing everything right. I mean, that was a very hot ball club. There's no doubt that Kansas City is a good team. There's also no doubt that if they are leading you or tied with you after 6, there's a very good chance that you're going to lose that game, as happened. So, it's pretty hard to judge the entire season on 3. There's 159 left, so suffice to say it is early. Now, if we're trying to tell you it's early and it's the end of July, now you've